Well, greetings. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth today, and we're going to begin another study from the letter K today concerning knowledge and what the Bible has to say about knowledge. I pray that you've been fighting the enemy, that you've been warring a good warfare. The Bible says that we're in a war, that we're in a battle, and it's definitely not a playground. It's not a playground, is it? And ain't nothing playground about it. Being a Christian and being a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ is not a joke at all. It's not a game. And you can't be one leg in the world and one leg serving the Lord. The Bible says you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of devils. We can't do it. They just don't go together. So I know that you've been striving to serve and be pleasing to your master, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to our Savior. And one reason I can say that I know that is because you're listening to this right now, and it ain't got nothing to do with me, and I don't mean it that way. What I mean is that you are diligent about learning the Lord, learning God's Word, and I appreciate you, and so does the Lord. And the Lord's the Lord's Word is never going to return void. It's going to accomplish what He sent it out to do. And when we learn God's Word, God the Holy Ghost teaches us, and we're putting God's Word in our minds where He can use it in our lives, and He can teach us and conform us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to love that person that the Lord's turning you into, especially when the Lord comes back to get us, whether it be at the rapture. It's going to be at the rapture either way, whether we're in the body or not in the body, but we're going to be changed. And you're definitely going to love that person that the Lord's going to make you into. A new body, can you imagine that? Just to have a new body would be good enough for eternity, wouldn't it? But He's going to give us His mind also and let us think about things the way He thinks about. Imagine no more sin. No more dirty thoughts, no more temptations, no more wicked imaginations, no more, the Lord said no more pain, no more crying, there ain't going to be no more nasty jokes. It's all going to be righteousness. It's going to be righteousness. And that's what we're supposed to be changing our minds and conforming our minds into right now, and our hearts into sincerity and into truth, and be conforming our minds like the mind of Christ. And we do that by God's Word. We learn God's Word, and we saturate our minds and our hearts with God's Word, and we begin to think like the Lord. And that's what God's Word does for us. So today, and just talking about thinking and stuff like that, we're going to talk about knowledge. We're going to talk about this knowledge thing. We got one lesson behind us concerning this, and the last time that we talked, we went over something concerning different kinds of knowledge, what the Bible talks about, and what different kinds of knowledge does the Bible show us. Well, I think we went over 10 to 15 things that we talked about. Go over them a little bit. One of them was natural knowledge and deceptive knowledge we've seen in the Scriptures, sinful knowledge, personal knowledge, practical knowledge, experimental knowledge, friendly knowledge, intuitive knowledge, intellectual knowledge, saving knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and revealed knowledge. We went over all them last recording and talked about them a little bit. And today we're going to begin with a topic in this matter of knowledge of where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? Where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? What's the source? Where does knowledge come from, or where should it come from according to the Scriptures? Now, I'm reminding you that we're not talking about what the world thinks about knowledge. We're talking about what the Bible says about knowledge, okay? And we're comparing Scripture with Scripture and what the Scriptures say about knowledge. Okay, so concerning that and remembering that, in our study here, where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? Well, we got several things. First of all, knowledge begins with God. The Bible says that knowledge begins with God. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 94 and verse 8 through 13, "Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct, or shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked." So knowledge begins with God. We heard it said twice in that verse there in Psalm. And according to the Scriptures, God teaches man knowledge. The Lord said himself, "He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know?" So what two words in there show us from the Scriptures that knowledge begins with God? It said, "He that teacheth man knowledge." Anything you know other than wicked stuff, God doesn't teach us wicked things and doesn't teach us anything that's wicked. He teaches us righteousness and holiness and teaches us what the truth is and teaches us what's right. He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? Now, why? Why does God teach man knowledge? We're talking about, where does the Bible teach that knowledge begins? Well, the source of knowledge and a beginning of knowledge, knowledge begins with God. That's how come these people are going, you see all these dummies out there running all these vanity and vain things and spending all the tax money instead of helping people like they ought to be doing, and going to the moon and bringing back a rock, and trying to figure out all this knowledge, and ain't interested in what God has to say at all. Don't care what God says. They don't want God in their thoughts. They don't want the knowledge that begins with God. So that's why things fail. And that's why they're always searching. Because God's not the beginning. He's not the source of the knowledge, you see. There was a time in this country to where God was honored. And the Bible was honored. And God honored this country back. And knowledge began with him, and we go to the Scriptures to find out the answers, and we go to prayer to find out the answers about things and knowledge that we need to know. That's what praying's all about, is going to the Lord for knowledge, going to the Lord to get knowledge about things and talk to him about things. And we begin with him, and we end up with the truth, and we end up with sincerity. But if we don't begin with the Lord, then we're starting out in the wrong way to begin with. All right. So why does God teach man knowledge? The Bible says in the Bible says, "Blessed is the man." We read that on the back side of that verse that we just finished with. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law." Why? "That thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked." So you see, knowledge begins with God, and if we start with God and he teaches us his knowledge and we incorporate his knowledge and welcome his knowledge into our life, the Bible says that the Lord teaches us out of his law and teaches us out of his word, and he says that the man that will learn his knowledge is blessed. And he also says that the reason that the Lord teaches us, why does the Lord teach us? That thou mayest give him rest. I mean, people out there running their stinking minds and their heads off trying to find out how to get rest. And they don't want God in their lives. And they don't want God's knowledge. They don't want his thought. They don't want the thoughts of God. They don't want any knowledge of God. They don't want nothing to do with the Lord. And how do they expect it to end up any other way? Because the reason that the Lord teaches us and spends time with us and teaches us is that he may give us rest from the days of adversity. Everybody listening to this and everyone that we could possibly talk to could give us testimony after testimony after testimony of days of adversity in their life. The Bible says that if we will come to the Lord and we will make the knowledge of God, the Word of God, our source, where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? It says God, that knowledge begins with God. It begins with his word. It says that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. Now, a lot of a person's trouble could be because he's refusing to let God teach him. Just absolutely refusing to let God teach him. And that's what's the matter with some of y'all. And that's what's the matter with me sometimes. It's because I don't want God teaching me things. Or I refuse the lesson that he's trying to teach me. That's how come some of you Christians out there know that you've had to go through the same class again and retake that class. That even happened when you fail your classes in a regular school. You had to go back and what? Retake that class. No different with the Lord when he's teaching us. The Lord's very serious about us learning his ways and learning his word and him being the source. The thing to do is to start falling in love with the Lord's Word and welcoming his knowledge. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, the Bible says. This then is the message which we have heard. This is 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You want to know why adversity is in your life? And a lot of adversity comes into our life just because we're alive, okay? And we live in a wicked world. And we live under a curse, okay? But a lot of the adversity that comes into our life is adversity that we could be doing without. And if we would welcome the source of knowledge that begins with God. The Bible says that God will teach, that he will teach us, and that his desire is to give us rest from the days of adversity. Now, do you want rest? How many of you have went away from the Lord and set your Bibles up on the shelf to collect dust? And stopped going to church and stopped fellowshipping and just started welcoming the world into your life and not separated from the world and just, you know how it goes, and started denying God's knowledge, refusing it. Wasn't it about that time that adversity started increasing in your life? Yes. How many times has the Lord had mercy on you and allowed you to come back to him and to repent and to come back to him? And when you did, you found rest. You can't explain it. You can't write it down and what all went with it or how it happened or this, that, and that. All you know is that you had rest. You finally had rest. And what did you have rest from? You had rest from God teaching you that lesson and teaching you the truth and you welcoming that knowledge into your life. You see, so knowledge begins with God. And how do we find out the knowledge of God? The Bible says the word of the Lord is pure. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. God, give us His word to give us knowledge about Him and His thoughts and His ways. No knowledge, no light, no rest, and no peace. Knowledge begins with God. Another source. What does the Bible teach? Where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? Well, knowledge begins with nature. You say, what? Yeah. Knowledge begins with nature. Now, whether man wants to admit it or not, the Bible says that nature teaches man knowledge. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 19, verse 1 and 2, the heavens declare. What is a declaration? The heavens declare the glory of God. That's knowledge. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth, that's knowledge, showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Nature teaches knowledge. What's a source of knowledge? Where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? Knowledge begins with nature. Knowledge does not only begin with God, but knowledge begins with nature. The Bible says, what declares? The heavens declare. They talk to us. The firmament showeth His handiwork. You know, these people go, and maybe even you, I haven't had the privilege of going there, but you go to the Grand Canyon. I've never heard anybody walk away with a negative statement about the Grand Canyon. I've never heard anybody walk away from making the trip and I'm trying to think of the words, but these guys that climb the mountains and they get up and they climb Mount Everest, the highest place on planet Earth. And when they get to the top of that place, they only got like an hour that they can sit there and they have to start their descent. And they sit up there and they say there's nothing else in the world that can take its place. But they sit up there and what do? They sit there and they stare and they stare and they stare and they stare and just look and look and look, and there's not even a word for it. What is that? That's knowledge. They're learning. Why? Nature is teaching them. You go to Niagara Falls and you see that, and I've heard people talk about that and got nothing. I mean, they say, oh, you can just see and feel the power of them, of the water and all that. What? You mean you're gathering knowledge from water? Yes. You mean you're gathering knowledge from looking at that gigantic canyon? Yes. It's saying something to you. Knowledge. The Bible says the heavens. When you go out at night and there's a bazillion stars out and just as bright as they can be, and that's the sky is just as clear and the stars are just as bright, and you just sit there and look and look and look and look. What's going on? Knowledge of nature is communicating with you. Where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? The Bible teaches knowledge begins with nature. Maybe you ought to look at nature just a little bit more. And I'm not talking about these tree huggers and that kind of stuff. Go kissing on trees and stuff like that. I'm talking about really enjoying God's creation. Stopping and admiring the beauty of His creation. And this is a cursed creation right now. It's decaying, but it's still the most beautiful thing on planet Earth is God's nature. Can't you see how creative the Lord is? And what this place must look like before the fall and before death came into the world? The Bible says knowledge begins with nature. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament, what is the firmament? The Bible says the firmament is where the birds fly. The firmament showeth his handiwork. You can see that God is an artist by looking at the firmament. Have you ever looked up into the sky and seen something so beautiful that you couldn't get your eyes off of it and couldn't believe that you were actually seeing it? The Bible says, day unto day uttereth speech. The days teach us. We go to bed and we wake up tomorrow, and that day teaches us something. The Bible says it utters speech. And night unto night showeth knowledge. So nature teaches man knowledge. The Bible says the source of knowledge begins with the Lord. And the source of knowledge, where does it begin? It begins with nature. Another verse, you ever find yourself saying, it sure is a beautiful day, and wow, and you're looking, and would you look at that? Of course you have. Or look at all them stars, or man, the moon sure is bright tonight. What are you saying? Well, you're not saying nothing. It's saying something to you, and you're responding to knowledge. We hold conversation with nature all the time without even realizing it. Yes, nature teaches us loud and clear. A hurricane is knowledge. You learn something in a hurricane. A tsunami, you learn something in that. A tornado, you learn things with a tornado in the neighborhood. It teaches you. You hear all these, even the evolutionists, they'll tell you, all these documentaries on weather and this and that and the other, and they call it Mother Nature, just like Mother Mary. But they just can't stand to give God the glory. But anyway, they realize, they give God the glory anyway, when they don't even know it. But they say, you can't tell Mother Nature what to do. They say that all the time. They admit that. Well, you can't tell that hurricane what to do. We can estimate and this, that, and the other, but Mother Nature, boy, don't take on Mother Nature. She'll tear you up. What are they saying? Well, knowledge is speaking to them, but they just don't know it's God's knowledge. But it still speaks to them also. A hurricane, a tsunami, a tornado. What about lightning? Lightning. The leaves changing colors. Sometimes up there in the Carolinas and up through that area up there. Have you ever been in Pennsylvania when the leaves are changing? Make you pull your car over and look at it. Why? Because it's speaking to you. It's uttering speech. It showeth knowledge, the Bible says. We hold conversation with knowledge. Yeah, nature teaches us loud and clear. Why do we have zoos? You know, zoos with animals. So we can look at nature. Why? So it can utter knowledge and speak to us. You walk through the zoo, and what do you see? You see people standing in front of some kind of animal or some kind of whatever's there that they're standing in front of, and they're staring at it, and they're watching it, and they're gathering knowledge. It utters knowledge and speaks to us. God's made nature to teach us. Should we not fear and reverence the Maker? That man would dare to challenge the Lord by denying that a all-knowing, knowledgeable God created nature and mess around and say it evolved. I don't know how man can say that out of his mouth. It's the Lord, it says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. I bet when the Lord listens to some of these hotshots sit down here and talk about billions and billions and billions of years and the goo, we came out of the goo and grew a tail and scratched it off on a tree and blabbity, 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 blah. And just all it is just refusing the knowledge of God. I bet God sits up there and laughs at that mess. You know, I heard something said one time that there was some clouds up in the sky, and one looked over at the other one and said, "Hey, look, it's a human." Hey, look, there's a human, and that one looks like an idiot. Mm-hmm. That we would deny the one and true God and not give him glory for the knowledge that he gives us just by looking at nature. A person that doesn't want to acknowledge God as creator questions nature. That's why they're always searching through nature. They're not going to find anything that God doesn't want them to see. The Lord's the one that reveals knowledge to anybody and everybody. And all these people that are spending these billions of dollars searching through nature and this, that, and the other and trying to discover something new and stuff like that, what's that all about? It's about knowledge. But they're trying to get it for the wrong reasons. They're trying to get it to glorify man instead of the Creator. And they're not going to get it. They're going to keep on searching, keep on spending their money, and they're going to grow old, and they're going to die and become worm food. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 11, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." Keep on spending that money and out there hunting and hunting and hunting and hunting and hunting. You don't want the knowledge of God and give him glory for it, then you can spend your entire life looking for something for vain reasons, because you're not going to find it. The Bible says that the Lord made everything beautiful, and that he has set the world in their heart, and that no man can find out the work of God, the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Psalm chapter 27, verse 4 says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." To give him glory, and to admire him, and adore him for what he has done and the beauty. Nature teaches us the beautiful God that we serve, how beautiful God is, and that people would try to put a stinking monkey in God's place. How would you feel? Psalm chapter 90, verse 17, the Bible says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us." The work of our hands upon us. "Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it." As the psalmist said, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us." Nature teaches us. Nature is a source. Where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? Where's the source of knowledge? Remember, we're talking about knowledge and what the Bible teaches about it. So far, we found out that the Bible says that knowledge begins with God. And we just have went over that knowledge begins with nature. There's another one. Knowledge begins with Scripture. Knowledge begins with Scripture. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15 through 17, let me read it to you. "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine." There's knowledge of doctrine. "For reproof," there's knowledge for learning what is wrong. For correction, there's knowledge for learning how to get it right. And for instruction, what is instruction? Instruction is knowledge, is getting knowledge, obtaining knowledge. For instruction in righteousness and how to keep it right. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Knowledge begins with the Scriptures. The Bible tells us that the Scriptures are given to us for knowledge. The Bible says, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to, what? Make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And the Scriptures tell us how much of it can teach us. It says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Notice that God says that His Word is so important that we're to begin receiving its knowledge from childhood. From childhood. He also says that the Holy Scriptures have all the knowledge that man could possibly need in this lifetime. Isn't that wonderful? Everybody looking everywhere trying to find out something new. Well, such and such is discovered, blah, 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 blah. And you try to get some knowledge off of it to see if it can help you in your life and possibly make your life more true and more sincere and more meaningful. But it doesn't. That a tremendously kind God would make available to us everything we need to know, and all we have to do is study His Word to find out. What a privilege. What a privilege. You know, a lot of people treat the Bible like bad medicine. They know it's good for them, but they don't want it because it's going to taste bad. And they don't know that it's good for them or won't accept the knowledge that it's good for them. Knowledge begins with Scripture. The Bible says, sanctify them through thy truth. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Folks, what we need to do is start desiring sincerity in our lives and start desiring the knowledge of truth. The world is such a stinking, lying, deceitful environment now that if you do not study what truth is and you do not realize and know what truth is and the only truth that you can get from anywhere, you're not going to get any truth from that one-eyed monster that you're watching in your living room. Now, I got one in my living room, but I don't have the outside world coming in on it. I have documentaries that I watch and just learn how they make things and stuff like that. And I do watch that to keep my mind, just to give my mind something else to think about when I'm studying and things like that, you know. You need to be able to sit down and do that. Now, that television, all it is wires, but that stuff that's traveling through the air, the Bible says that the devil's the prince of the power of the air. And you don't believe that stuff is wicked coming through that television, that it's going to influence you and it's going to make you think the things that they, as that's programming, that's what it's called, programs. Why? Because it programs you. It gives you knowledge. But it's the wrong kind of knowledge. You're not reading your Bible. You're not studying your Bible. You have no desire for God's knowledge anymore. You're moving away from it. You have no choice but to believe a lie and to be deceived. If you don't accept the truth, you must believe a lie. You must believe a lie. God's given us the Scriptures. He's given us knowledge that begins with the Scriptures. The Bible says knowledge begins with nature. The Lord said that knowledge begins with God. Where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? What's the source? Oh, there's another one. One more. Knowledge begins with doing God's will. Not only does it begin with God. See, all these things that we've talked about so far about knowledge are true, aren't they? Knowledge begins with God. Let me ask you something. Have you ever found out anything from the Lord that you knew came from the Lord that was knowledge? I mean anything. Anything at all. Just examine your life and run a scan through your life. Is there anything that God has taught you that has been damaging to you or that has been false? Is there any knowledge that you have gotten from the Lord that has not, even if it's negative, even if it's shown you that you're wicked, even if it's told you or corrected you for lying? Knowledge begins with nature. People spend thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every year to go into nature on purpose. Why? So it can teach them. Because the world and the job and the hustle and bustle of society is not giving them what they need. Nature teaches something that the world system has not got a clue about. And guess who that's from? It's from the Creator, the one that made nature. Knowledge begins with Scripture. Who wrote the Scripture? God the Holy Ghost. It's inspired by the Lord. God the Holy Ghost wrote it. The last one is knowledge begins with doing God's will. Listen to this. John 7:17 says, if any man will, what's will mean? It's a choice. You decide something. You will it to be. I will or I will not. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. There's a road map to doctrine right there, to knowledge, to the knowledge of God right there. The Bible says that the road map is, if any man will do his will, he shall know, that's knowledge, of the doctrine, whether it be of God. The Bible says that doing God's will teaches us knowledge. In James chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Well, if there's one thing that Christians shouldn't waste time with, is trying to have one foot in the world and one foot in living for the Lord. What a miserable life to live. I wouldn't dare advise you to be on the devil's side or to get under his authority anymore. Why would you want to do that? Don't you remember? But being a halfway in and a halfway out, that's a miserable life to live. The Bible says doing God's will teaches us knowledge. And what knowledge are we talking about here, folks? Remember, we're not talking about worldly knowledge. We're talking about godly knowledge, profitable knowledge, beautiful knowledge, prosperity knowledge, real stuff that matters and lasts and profits and heals. Knowledge begins with doing God's will. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 1, through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. You want God's knowledge? You have to desire it. You're not going to accidentally find out anything about God's mysteries and His secrets. The Lord reveals His secrets and He reveals His knowledge and His word to those that desire it and want it. You don't even waste time with somebody that don't want to have anything to do with you. Through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. That's beautiful. Now, Jesus is teaching that the reason men do not have knowledge is because they don't want it. A man has to be willing. We all know the best way to tell if a person means what they are saying is if they're doing what they're saying, or at least trying to do it, right? You know the old saying, and every one of us has probably said it, yeah, but he's trying. Yeah, but she's trying. Jesus said, if any man will, what do you mean? If any man wants to, if any man is willing to, do his will, whose will? God's will. The Bible says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, in James chapter 1, verse 22, deceiving your own selves. You see, we do deceive ourselves. How do we deceive ourselves? By pretending that we're wanting God's knowledge and not really wanting it. Because the way that we prove that we really are desiring God's knowledge is that we're trying to put it in practice. Yes, it is true. We have to serve the Lord because we want to, not because we have to. Our God wants us to be genuine. Our God wants to be genuinely loved just like we want to be genuinely loved. Look inside your heart privately right now and ask yourself, do I really want anything to do with God? Make a decision. Make it your decision and then stick to it. Those that want to serve the Lord, do not regret it. The Bible says, through desire a man, having separated himself from what? Separated himself from the wrong kind of knowledge and from the things that will hinder him from learning the knowledge that he desires. Through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Remember what I said the other day when we was talking about this knowledge thing, about that mentor of mine that made that quote, and I liked it and try to remember it, but it says, what you learn is largely determined by what you want to find out. You know why people fail classes? Because they're not interested in the subject. Knowledge. What kind of knowledge does the Bible say? What is the source? The source? Where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? Well, knowledge begins with God, brothers and sisters. Knowledge begins with nature. We've got to honor the Lord in our lives. Knowledge begins with God. We've got to know in our hearts and believe that anything that is worth knowing comes from the Lord. Knowledge begins with nature. We can't deny that unless you're one of those knuckleheads that's deceived themselves and think you came from a rock. How stinking stupid can you get? When I ask little children and I hold a rock up in front of them and I say, this is what you used to be. And do you believe that you came from this rock? They'll laugh in your face. They'll think you're joking. except for the ones that have been programmed to think that now in your new school, in your new socialist school system. Knowledge begins with Scripture. It begins with Scripture. The Lord gave us His Word for a reason. And what is that reason? For us to study and to know. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Knowledge begins with Scripture. And knowledge begins with doing God's will. What you learn is largely determined by what you want to find out. The Bible said for us to walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Brothers and sisters, the knowledge that we need to be finding out and that we need to be studying and that we need to be absorbing and is spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge. God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Those that come unto Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen? I know you love the Lord. And we all could learn some more, couldn't we? We're learning God the Holy Ghost is faithful, isn't He? He said He's our teacher, and He does teach us, doesn't He? He does. And the longer you live, the more you're going to find out that He has been teaching you, even when you were ignorant about it. You didn't even realize that He was teaching you, but you come out with a lesson learned. What we need to do is to remember our lessons and keep them in our lives, the knowledge that we have learned from the Lord, keep it in our lives and keep it truth, and never stack truth upon truth. Don't replace things that you've learned in your life. When you learn something new, don't throw the old thing out. It's still truth. What you do is hang on to the old truth that you learned and take the new truth and stack it on top of the old truth and just stack truth on truth on truth on truth on truth. That's how we do it. You don't pitch out one truth in order to have the new truth in. We stack truth upon truth. Scripture upon Scripture. Right? Amen. All right. Well, there we go. There's our next lesson. And I hope that you've learned and that you enjoyed this. I have. And let me give you the scriptures for today, okay? Are you ready? Where does the Bible teach knowledge begins? Okay, here's the scriptures. Psalm chapter 94, verse 8 through 13. 1 John chapter 1 through 5. Psalms chapter 19, verse 1 and 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Psalms chapter 27, verse 4. Psalms chapter 90, verse 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. John chapter 7, verse 17. And John chapter 7, verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 22. And Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. And there's the scriptures for today. Where does the Bible teach knowledge begin? Knowledge begins with God. Knowledge begins with nature. Knowledge begins with Scripture. Knowledge begins with doing God's will. Amen. Well, all right. I hope that you'll reread those and go back over those and study and reconfirm them and just drill those scriptures and absorb God's Word into your life and into your mind and into your heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Until the next recording, God bless you and bye-bye.